Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 99 for the week of December 15th, 2008. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome two new supporting advertisers to the Job Shops directory. Interplate Limited, located in B'nai Barak, Israel, provides coatings and consulting services to the electronic and aerospace industries. They specialize in electroless nickel, gold, silver, and composite plating, and optical black coatings on all metals and difficult-to-plate substrates. Awesome Metals, Inc., located in Kensington, Maryland, provides restoration, conservation, and repair of metal objects, including silver, bronze, brass, pewter, tin, lead, copper, iron, steel, zinc, and spelter. Their services include patinas, plating, polishing, and lacquering of lamps, chandeliers, fixtures, hollowware, flatware, hardware, sculpture, tools, parts, and artifacts, as well as electrification and tinning. For more information on Interplate Limited and Awesome Metals, Inc., please visit their WorldLink listings in the Job Shops directory. In other advertiser news, Cryogenic Institute of New England, located in Worcester, Massachusetts, issued a press release on December 2nd about the expansion of their NitroFreeze cryogenic deburring service. The Cryogenic Institute of New England is pleased to announce expanded capabilities for the removal of machine burrs from complex machine parts. The process, known as NitroFreeze Cryogenic Deburring Service, has been adopted by a wide range of customers in diverse industries, including medical devices, aerospace, automotive, and process control. NitroFreeze Cryogenic Deburring Service is ideal for today's advanced materials, including most plastics, composites, organics, polymers, and advanced synthetics. The NitroFreeze cryogenic deburring process is able to protect the surface finish and critical dimensions of the parts during burr removal because the parts are processed in a cryogenically frozen condition. This not only protects the part, it also promotes the clean removal of the undesired machine burrs when precisely attacked by the system's cryogenic-grade polycarbonate blasting media. The process is environmentally friendly, clean, fast, and cost-effective, especially when compared to other alternative deburring processes. To view the full press release, please visit Cryogenic Institute of New England's WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the 2009 NASF Energy Conference, scheduled for January 20th and 21st in Orlando, Florida, has been canceled. But the 2009 NASF Management Conference will take place on February 8th through the 12th in Aruba. Also, the NASF 2009 Washington Forum will take place April 27th through the 30th in Washington, D.C. The policy group will provide an up-to-the-minute update on the shifting national policy agenda, what it means for finishers and suppliers, and how NASF is engaging policymakers. The policy group will review major industry priorities and initiatives in the pipeline that have a significant potential impact on the industry, including nickel risk, OSHA litigation, NIOSH Chrome PEL recommendation, and EPA residual risk air standards. And don't forget to mark your calendar for NASF's SURFIN 2009 on June 16th and 17th in Louisville, Kentucky. And for more information on these NASF events, please visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for January. On January 8th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On January 14th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their monthly dinner meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. Guest speaker will be Don Baudrand. On January 20th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Dave Kalman of CCIA Chemical Company on metal finishing wastewater treatment. On January 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California 2008 Biennial Report Workshop and Carb Update will take place at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. And on January 22nd, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have a forum at Spin a Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for joining us.